Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, check out the commonsenseshow.tv, our hip series, Hiding in Plain Sight, very popular. We're actually going to take some of this to spaces, but not very much. Just a taste, because we're trying to advertise what we're doing on the TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv. Hips. Interviews, geopolitics, people love it. The commonsenseshow.tv is where you want to be. Well, I'm not going to recapitulate old news. Okay, B-2 bombers, the flight to Guam was a deterrent to China to intervene. They couldn't have, no one was detected. And also, too, was a distraction. The flights coming out of Missouri went east, refueled. That's who delivered the payload. It was a distraction, very cleverly. But we don't know how effective it was in all the sites. Tomahawk missiles were used from submarines. We'll have to wait and assess. But the overall thinking is Iran's been set back grievously from getting a nuclear weapon. But that's not where it's going to end. It's going to end with inspections, a regime change, and all that. But there's something else. I am in awe of the genius of Trump and his leaders. I'm in awe, absolute stunned. First of all, sending B-2s to Guam tells China, watch out, because we know Hegseth said in congressional testimony that China's planning an Indo-Pacific war. Basically, it's going to be in the South China Sea. The B-2 bombers are a huge deterrent. It's a huge commitment. China's getting checkmated, but there's more. And I'm going to show you, okay, what's more after the break. We're brought to you by Dr. Gundry and the healthy fat. And I don't want you to eat breakfast tomorrow until you learn about this caloric bypass. I want to help you lose weight because your diet, the way things are constructed, and RFK is working on it, but your diet is designed, whether intentionally or unintentionally, you can debate that, but it will make you fat and produce metabolic disorders, all kinds of a whole host of other health disorders that go with this. Okay, so what we want to learn is that you have breakfast in the morning, but before you eat breakfast, you need to know this. The word breakfast means break fast, break the fast. From not eating. Glycogen stores are depleted after 8 to 12 hours of fasting, and the body shifts to burning fat. Do you want to speed that up? Okay, well, then what they have found in the research, and Dr. Gundry has been really made almost his reputation on this. He was a renowned heart surgeon before this, but it's gone to a new level now with this. He's found that if you use MCTs, medium chain triglycerides, you can keep burning the fat through the day. Great weight loss. He used this technique to lose 70 pounds in his 60s and he's kept it off. You can find out all about it by going to thehealthyfat.com/Dave. That's thehealthyfat.com/Dave. This old map, 10 years old, a deal between China and Iran to construct an overland railroad from Urumqi, China, to Tehran in Iran. Think it costs around $6 billion to build this. A little bit of it goes underground, not much. It's above ground. The Chinese completed a maiden voyage on May 15th, lessening shipping times from 30 days to 15 days. Direct route goes through Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan and into Iran. These countries aren't going to stand in the way of Iran. They're afraid of them. Okay, now, this gets in the way of sanctions against Iran because of their nuclear program. China can continue to supply Iran with things that are sanctioned. But see, it's a two-way street. Not only that, Iran supplies 70% of China's oil. Uh-oh. Now, right now, if you have to ship it, you have to go through the Malacca Strait. it's narrow, easily can be deterred from naval and air action by the United States and its allies. This is really bad news for China if they don't have this rail. Their energy supplies could be dramatically hindered. Not to mention, they've tried to take over the Panama Canal, and now that's been thwarted. So there's only been one train that went from China to Tehran. There's not going to be another one. And you're saying, wait a minute, is the US going to bomb Chinese trains? No. But Israel will. And what they'll do is they'll bomb it as soon as it crosses into Iran. We don't know if there's nuclear weapons on board. We don't know if there's aid and comfort to our enemy. We're having a war. We have the right to stop all action within Iran. China, we don't care if it's you. We don't care if it's the United States. If you got stuff moving on the ground in Iran and we suspect it's supplying their war effort, especially if it's their nuclear war effort, we're going to take it out. This is why Trump picked the time he did to interdict. Now, I know there might have been urgency with a nuclear reactor and, having uranium grade material, but to turn that into a deliverable weapon would have still taken a little more time. So it didn't have to be on Saturday for the strike. That would be Saturday, the 21st of June. What's interesting now, China's in danger of not getting oil, and Iran is not going to get resupplied. And I guarantee you, Iran has told China, we will interdict your planes. And if they don't comply and fly off from Iran, we will shoot them down. I guarantee you. And people say, well, that could cause a war. Well, according to, again, Secretary Hegseth, China's already planning to go to war. They need a distraction. We're going to talk about why in a later segment today. But this is why Trump chose the time that he did, so there couldn't be a second train. China is now in a stranglehold economically with energy to go with their other issues. Iran has no source of support from the outside. And I'll finish with what I started with. I'm amazed at the genius of Trump and his administration. Now, I have to say something. Oh, by the way, I like to use my channel to convey information. And I prayed yesterday in church. We go off and go to a Saturday night service because we go to a large church. And I prayed that God would bring peace to this situation for everyone's benefit. But there's some people that don't want a benefit. They just want conflict and terrorism. And that would be the existing leadership in Iran. Have you seen Iranian citizens in this country and what they're saying? Have you seen that? Have you seen what they're saying? My goodness, people, this is absolutely amazing. They're saying they're hoping everything Israel and the United States have done leads to a regime change. There are people in Iran that are getting communications out covertly, and they're saying the same thing. So, what does Ocasio-Cortez do? I want peace here, okay? But Ocasio-Cortez is again showing. She has no credibility. She doesn't understand what the American people want or need. She doesn't seem to care if Israel gets nuked, if we eventually get nuked with Iran ICBMs. They don't need ICBMs for Israel. They do need them for us. She doesn't seem to care about that. She said, we're going to impeach Donald Trump for this unauthorized attack from Congress. We did not declare war. Hey, lady, we haven't declared war since World War II. Let me see. Korea. Truman got us involved in Korea. Eisenhower continued it. Vietnam. Kennedy sanctioned the continued Eisenhower, will advise you with troops, but not with military outfits. And then Johnson put 500,000 soldiers at the peak into South Vietnam. Okay. And then, gee, let's look at some other things here. H.W. Bush in Panama, Grenada. Should I continue? Would someone open a history book for Ocasio-Cortez so she can see what history shows? The War Powers Act is part of the law. And she said, we're going to impeach Trump over this. And some other Democratic senator has, or congressman has drawn up articles of impeachment prior to yesterday's involvement. I guess they would rather you get nuked than to stop it in its tracks. Iran is the chief sponsor of terrorism, Hamas, Hezbollah, and aid to other terrorist organizations. And now Hamas and Hezbollah are intermingling, according to reports from the FBI, with TDA, MS-13, and the remnants of ISIS in this country. Does this sound like these Democrats care about you? I just had to make this point. Shouldn't we all be on the same team? Hey, thank goodness we set their nuclear program back. We're going to stop China from supplying them with dangerous materials. Shouldn't we be celebrating that regardless of who the president is? If Bush was, or Biden or Obama was in power, I'd be saying exactly the same thing. I don't care what party it is. We are safer generally than we were before. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show, and we'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by My Digital Money, where your retirement grows and stays safe. I have to tell you, these guys, you've heard me interview Guy, the CEO. He's absolutely incredible. And what he has done with this company. And I'll tell you, the only place to go with crypto is here. Experts say you're going to need 4 million to retire comfortably. You're going to need something beyond putting the money in the bank where you lose money by doing it. So let's say with inflation going on, what can you do to exceed crappy interest rates, a negative interest rate ratio with the bank and inflation? Well, it's crypto. And you can turn 100,000 into 1 million in 5 years at the current pace over the last 5 years. If you look back, the past is the best predictor of the future. Okay, I think Bitcoin is the answer. It's already gone past 111,000. Okay, people are going to become millionaires on this. You just got to get in, stay the course. Now they store this in military grade security. You don't have to worry about lost passwords. They don't commingle anything. There's no FTX nonsense here. It's just good, solid help for the average person. Go to mydigitalmoney.com. That's mydigitalmoney.com. Well, what would you say if I told you that China needs a victory? And I alluded to this in the last segment. China needs a victory in the worst way. And I don't know how to make it any more clear that they got to go now. Now, there are some people that say Taiwan may not be conquerable. I tend to agree with that. But the Philippines might be another matter. And a lot of military experts out there, some go on Fox, some talk to me, some talk to my friends in this business. They're saying pretty consistent things. It's either Taiwan or the Philippines. They're not going to take on Australia at this point. They're not going to take on Japan at this point. But they could take on the Philippines. And I think that's really interesting. Pete Hegseth said it. I'll quote him again, as I did in the last segment, that China is expected to take military action in the Indo-Pacific. They got to go now. Forget for a second the declining economy. The people are on edge. They hate the CCP. I'm telling you, the CCP, if they did approval ratings, it might be 2 to 5%. I mean, it's universally hated. And by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not. Did you know that the CCP leadership, the Central Planning Committee, the elders, and so on, they hold 95% of Chinese wealth. And this mass population fights over the crumbs. And now there's fewer crumbs to fight for. People are boarding trains and leaving Shanghai, Beijing by the droves because there's no jobs. They're going back to families that they have, sometimes extended families, sometimes primary family, and they left them to go to the city to make their fortune. There's 12 million Chinese graduates from college that don't have any job prospects. lot of them are going back to their rural areas just for plain survival. And the massive floods you have seen in China, where they don't have any equivalent of FEMA and people are on their own, devastating, devastating right now. Beijing is thought to have 5 million of its original 20 million people left. The stock market has crashed in Beijing. It is shut down. It's unbelievable what's happening. The banking has collapsed. People can't get their savings out. The ATMs aren't working. Then you've got real estate, apartment buildings empty because people can't afford their rent. It's total economic collapse. And they're trying to do a slow burn takedown of Xi Jinping. They've taken away one of his three centers of power in the CCP. That's the military with Zhang Yuqian. The next two are underway right now. It's been predicted by the third week, fourth week in July, the transformation of power will be complete and he'll be out. Right now, they're letting him be a dignitary, and that's about it. Total chaos. Manufacturing sector. Well, expect some shortages here, people, because thousands of factories have shut down. How could they maintain a war effort? They can't. They got to go on what's existing. Now, they can pack quite a punch, but they can't maintain it. So, what does that tell you? It's now or never. Why do you think that Trump entered into the Israeli-Iran war when he did? So they could shut off that lifeline of that railroad between Iran and China gets 70% of its oil. And all we got to do is bomb the hell out of the Malacca Straits. They ain't getting any oil. This is desperation time. It reminds me a little bit about the 8-point plan that we used to force Japan to attack the United States. And that was the intention. And, we basically did an embargo. Right, we cut off our scrap metal sales to them. They're converting it for military usages. We violated their territorial waters. We played chicken with their ships, and we basically forced them to attack. We're deliberately provoking China right now. China is either going to back down or we're going to have one hell of a fight in the Pacific. And I predicted at the end of the day, China will be done. What will be the tipping point? Well, first of all, our technology. I talked about the new drone submarine yesterday in the earlier segment. That's a big deal. That's a game changer for Chinese naval power. They can outproduce us in ships. They've outproduced us in producing ships. They outnumber our navy, but they don't have the super carriers. Their submarines aren't as good as ours. And now we've got the drone submarine that is virtually undetectable that can wreak havoc, both underwater and on the surface with missiles, and you're not risking crew. This is what makes Taiwan impenetrable. They have two deployed, they're going to have four soon, and supposedly, according to reports, they're going to have four more in production. That's quite a little task force they have to protect Taiwan. China is bottled. What does a wounded animal do when they're cornered? Well, they do what Japan did prior to World War II. They lash out and they attack. Only this time, see, I'm of that camp, and many people believe this who teach history. They knew the attack was coming. We had reports that the convoy was sighted, two-man submarine was sunk the day before, da 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 da, all these things. Okay, now Roosevelt wanted the attack so we could stop Germany because he'd got report from fleeing Jewish scientists like Einstein and Szilard that they were working on heavy water experiments in Germany for atomic weapons. That couldn't be allowed to happen. So we had to have an excuse to get in the war. What's interesting is even though Japan attacked us, the first country we declared war on after the attack on December 8th was Germany. And we developed a defeat German first policy. Germany didn't attack us. Japan did. That's the real reason. This time, I don't believe it's going to be a Roosevelt, let's take the first punch and then we'll respond. This time, I believe Trump is going to be ready to counter, but I think the tipping point, it's not the drone submarine, it's not the superior carriers, the superior submarines, the tipping point's going to be space-based weapons. When Trump has said, we have weapons with such technology, I don't understand it. I'm sure this is what he's talking about. China can't win. I don't want to see a war. I'd rather relations get normalized. Healthy trading both sides continues. The same thing with Iran. But when you have crazy people running your country that don't care about loss of life, they don't care about infliction of damage to their citizens, their infrastructure. They just care about surviving in power and getting their way and yielding their violence around the planet. Sometimes war is going to be the only option that's left on the table. And I think this is where we're headed. And I think that's going to start fairly soon. As I said a few days ago, if China's going to go to war, they're in a now or never. Now, they may wait until they consolidate power and Xi Jinping is formally removed from the other two sectors of controlling the Communist Chinese Party and they organize. But I think this is what they're going to do. Now, there's one hope. If Wang Zhang takes over, might be a different story. He wants to normalize relations. He wants to interact with financial institutions in the West like the IMF and the World Bank, something China shuns today. If that happens, then they're biting the policy I mentioned in a previous segment yesterday. Hide your power and bide your time. The Chinese will never give up their goal of occupying this country for its resources and getting rid of everybody. We Fang proclaimed that in 2017. And China can't take that back because there are three previous defense ministers, not just We Fang, but the three previous, going back to 2003, had the same final objective. We are their number one target. So we might want to look at this and say, this is probably the opportune time to take Chinese military down and have a regime change and then try to normalize relations. On the other side of the planet with Iran, I think Trump is doing the humane thing. He said, we're at war with Iran's nuclear program. We're not looking for regime change at this point. Come to the table, negotiate in good faith, and stick to your word, and no more will happen. I guarantee they're going to have to stand inspection. And if we don't, then we've wasted our time and effort. Lot to consider. Can we have disruptions on our soil? Well, I'm going to cover that in the next segment. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Sign up for our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. Click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner. Put in your email. No, we don't ever sell data. And you'll get an update of what we do for the previous 24 hours, word for word, video for video, 50,000 people taking advantage, 50,000 plus. And best of all, it's free. We'll see you over there. Thanks for joining us here. Train, prep, and most of all, pray. Hello, America. And if you're an American, today's story is good news. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And of course, being decidedly a Christian channel, we understand the need for self-defense. It's legal, it's biblical, so forth. And the Chinese are not legal. They are not ethical. Their government is one of the most corrupt regimes that's ever existed. It's as evil as ever existed. I have no problem with the Chinese people. It's the CCP I have a problem with. And we need to prepare for the dastardly things they're going to do. And we know that eventually they want to take Taiwan. With Xi Jinping out of control of the military now, I think they're going to take a different strategy, and we'll have to see how that unfolds. But in the meantime, you're going to be glad to know that this present administration hasn't sat still. There's a new developmental secret weapon. The production has already started. Some completion has happened. Some more is happening and going to be completed. And this is going to be a game changer, totally. Totally. And it makes the case right here, too. We shouldn't be having Chinese students in our country, period. Because they can infiltrate certain technologies, take it back. It may not be the direct part of a weapon system, but it can be related. We can't afford that. These are our enemy. They have sworn vengeance and violence against us repeatedly. We need to take them seriously. And one day, I'm afraid we will have to fight them. We're going to talk about this weapon. It's called the Orca. And we're going to do so after I tell you, but well, I need to answer a question. People say to me, Dave, what is the Number one thing you would do to improve your health. Number one, without question, is exercise. And I'm going to do some periodic things as we go through the next several summer months here. And I'm going to talk about some of the effective exercises that people can do based on age and condition. But number two, if you want a boosted immune system and keep it at a high level, and then do what this product did for me and fight off a devastating illness that clearly would have shortened my life, where I had RSV with strep lung linings and the projection that they weren't going to come back. Well, they did. And I'm better than I've ever been. In fact, I'm better than I've been in 25 years. And I'd be recommending this product right here, the NanoSoma spray. Five sprays once a day is maintenance, but you can use it every hour in the hour. No, this doesn't cure anything. It boosts your immune system. Vitamin C, the nuclear receptors, affects the length and life of the telomeres, which is about cell health and longevity. It's a direct relationship with longevity and how long you'll live. This is what you want. Now, there's a three pack where there's a gel that you can rub on your joints, which I did to really enhance my workouts without the pain of bone on bone, because it grows pluripotent stem cells. Fantastic product. And then, of course, there's the vanity cream, fine lines and wrinkles. But if you ask me for the one, this is it right here. You can get the three pack for 15% off or get them individually. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, here we go with a story that really makes me proud to be an American. Yankee ingenuity resurfaced under President Trump. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. We have an autonomous submarine and it's AI. The longer that it's in action, the more adaptable it becomes. And we're not talking universally adaptability. We're talking individual mission adaptability. We experimented with this, and this made the media for a while that someone pulled the plug and it disappeared. But in Iraq, was no, it was Afghanistan. We were having robots lead missions, and they could rewrite their mission protocol on the spot. Not quite sentient, but certainly adaptable with AI. That was 2008 when I ran that story. Now we're applying this to submarines, and it's a darn good thing because the Chinese can outproduce us by building new Navy ships tenfold. Tenfold. Now, a lot of the Chinese construction we know with cheap Chinese products, a lot of them don't last very long or work very well. And you better have a warranty. But in their weapon systems, well, it's about the same. But they do pose a significant threat just in terms of sheer volume, and they're statistically and technologically valid enough to cause us a lot of harm, particularly with overwhelming numbers. So we had to have a game changer. And in particular, in protecting Taiwan. This is absolutely fantastic. Okay, so this submarine can't be launched easily. It has to be launched by a larger ship, but it has an amazing range. So it can be hundreds of miles out. It's virtually indetectable because it can use a type of lithium battery that emits fumes that are toxic to humans, but it's the most efficient, most silent running, which is important for a submarine to avoid detection. But it's the most silent running technology we have. And you don't have to worry about the toxicity because there's no humans on board. It's a huge advantage. What can it do? Okay, well, we'll go through. I made a list here. It communicates with satellites. It can find enemy vessels. So it's satellite driven. It's AI adaptable, as I mentioned. It's approximately 85 feet long. A pretty good size. It's a pretty good size. We think of drones, and it's classified as a drone. We think of drones as being small. Well, we've seen how drones in the Ukraine-Russia war has changed the war. And Russia, really, because of attrition, I think is losing. This device is a game changer technologically. Okay. It's cost effective for what it does. Very cost effective. In other words, you can even send this into high risk areas to do missions. And if you lose it, okay, you're going to lose some money, but you're not losing humans. And some of the humans are hard to train to get into the position for replacements. So you have that advantage there, human capital advantage. Okay, it has mine sweeping abilities. So if we ever had to attack Chinese ports, it can clear the mines. It has torpedoes, yep, just the same as regular submarines. And it has the ability to launch miniature ballistic missiles and hit surface targets using satellite technology as a guide. Whoa. So let's say the Chinese were foolish enough to cross the Strait of Taiwan. These drone submarines, one could tape out the shipping ports because, I mean, there'd be lots of warning from satellite. We'd see the accumulation of men and material. And you go, okay, we know what they're going to do. And you do a preemptive strike using these drones. The ships that did get out underway could be torpedoed. And they'd be almost impossible to find. But you go, well, wouldn't there be Chinese submarines? Of course. But they're very good at finding Chinese submarines, and they run quieter than other submarines for the reason we mentioned. So they'd be a Chinese submarine killer. And the Chinese submarines, they're developing a new class, but it still doesn't match what we have. And it's certainly no match for this drone. So we'd be able to take out a lot of the Chinese sub threat, and that would really help us in our coastline defense. We have seen instances where Chinese submarines, as a show of force, have surfaced in San Francisco Bay, where did that come from? Well, that won't be a problem much longer. Okay, they also have the ability to clear mines if we ever had to invade the ports. It can run more silent and deeper than a Chinese submarine, and the Chinese would never know what hit them. This is a tremendous game changer. And it's important because, see, now the Chinese have actually surpassed us in the number of submarines, 72 to 68. Not a huge advantage, but this is the huge advantage. And according to Pentagon sources, this has panicked the Chinese high command. It's given them hesitation to invade Taiwan. Now, we've talked before about Taiwan's internal defenses. Incredible. It would make Iwo Jima's defense comparatively seem minor and minuscule compared to what Taiwan's doing. And Iwo Jima was amazing. We lost over 20,000 soldiers on a small island. The defenses were well organized. These are even better. But you add in these drone submarines, China's got a problem. This is a big checkmate. Now, technology is fluid and things can change, but we're talking in the immediate, China will be checkmated from their ambitions to take Taiwan. Well, this is just good old Yankee ingenuity. I'm Dave Hodges. We would encourage you to sign up for our newsletter since we do several publications a day. You don't have to keep coming back. You'll get one email that has everything that we've done in the previous 24 hours. And all you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner, and put in your email. And no, I promise you, we do not sell your data. I think that should be illegal. We do not sell your data. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. People say, Dave, you do a lot of publications during a day. Hard to keep up. I know. So here's what we've done. We've created a newsletter free of charge. All you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link, put in your email. No, we don't share your data ever, never will. And you'll get one email with a recapitulation of everything we've done in the past 24 hours. So people love it. Do it today. Hey, we are definitely in perilous times. And we're going to talk to you about two things. One is sponsor related, because Noble Gold brings us a lot of our shows. They're our primary sponsor in many ways. But also, we're going to talk to you about American infiltrators and the nature of them and the threat they pose. Because after our attack on Iranian nuclear facilities on Saturday, June 21st, I promise you, things are going to happen in this country. And I have looked at interviews with ex-CIA. I've looked at interviews with people in the State Department currently. I've talked to experts I know. They're pretty much all saying the same thing. And I'm going to share the attributes of that here on the Common Sense Show. But first, we got to talk, and I want to put this on screen. If we have a major terrorist event, 9/11 or bigger, it could disrupt our economic cycle. If we go to war with China in the near future, I don't think that's going to happen until the end of July for various reasons I'll discuss later. But if we were to go to war with China in the South China Sea, it could be huge economic disruption. The banks are already in some trouble. The dollar has lost most of its world reserve currency. It's a fiat currency. Trump's policies are keeping things somewhat under control, where Biden's economy was spinning out of control. And I give President Trump credit, but I don't know if he can stem the tide if something goes wrong. The Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says that the banks can keep your money if they want to. You're number two. This is a law. Now, they don't do it now because they want you to keep putting money in the bank so they can loan out nine times in fractional reserve banking than what you put in. So $1 gets loaned out as $9. They love that. But if they're failing, they're going to hang on to what they can to cushion their fall. Okay, so you can't have your retirement in the bank. I don't care what the retirement is. If you have a choice, 401k, IRA, convert it to Noble Gold. They'll put it under your control. No one can touch it then. And they'll back it with precious metals, primarily gold. That's the best investment out there. You can also invest with Noble Gold. You can also protect your savings and your checking in the manner I just described. I would do it now. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. Click on the information link and I'll send you, if you put your email in, a free information packet digitally, has all this information and more. Or if you say, okay, I need to get started now because things are so volatile, call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. I honestly feel when I just gave you this message, I was giving to you, it was a public service announcement. Not an ad. Leave your money in the bank, you're going to get burned. High probability. Well, let's talk about getting burned. I'm going to start off with an anecdote. Did you ever see the USA production? I think it might be on Netflix. I don't need to watch it because I watched the whole thing. I used to record every episode and watch it when I had time. It was called The Americans. And it was situated in 1980s America, the Reagan era. And they trained these two spies independent of each other in perfect English, American mannerisms, American genre. Yeah, you can like hockey, but it's got to be Americanized to the NHL. Better know about American football and American basketball and about movies and trends and cultural history. They did. They were perfect and they were brought together and said, you're a married couple. Well, they consummated the relationship and they will have two children. The one daughter, the older one, was going to be groomed to be a Russian agent. Now, you know what's interesting too about this whole thing is they infiltrated American society, lived in DC. They were perfect. One of their friends, their neighbors, was an FBI agent. And he was counter-intel, and he didn't pick up on it in the show. They even had agro-terrorism in there. You know, the three Chinese scientists that are going to court for trying to poison our crops with the carryover effect to us. Yeah, well, that was actually an episode in the show. It was the best clandestine show to show true Soviet Union attempted to infiltrate and use propaganda, sabotage, spying on behalf of the mother country. The daughter, she ended up at abandoning the project, but they were grooming her second generation spy. Her records were solid. She was an American citizen by birth. The parents had to fake their American citizenship with people who had died, and they kind of assumed their identities and their credit records and so forth. But the kids on solid ground. Now, the kids knew nothing until the daughter actually heard something one day, and she's approaching the age of decision, and they told her. And then she was told by the Soviet person in charge of the spies in DC, you're going to become one of us, and you've got the perfect cover. Okay, now I'm not just recapitulating a show. I'm going to make a point here about modern times. As I have watched interviews with ex-CIA agents, with people I know, some people have been in intel, they're all saying the same thing. We have a contingency of Iranians here that are not detectable. They didn't just bring in these Iranians and now they've infiltrated. There are some of those sleeper cells, but the successful sleeper cell, the successful one, are people that have been here for years. And we know they've implanted some as long as 40 years ago. We're talking third generation grandkids if they go through the progression that the Russians did. And it was illustrated in that show I just talked about. How would you identify them? You could live next door to them. I know people of Iranian descent. Now, the ones I know, I don't suspect, but how would I know? You wouldn't know. And this is what makes it dangerous. And so the general feeling on the part of these Iranian operatives is if they could get a hold of a dirty bomb, done. But the major danger is going to be infrastructure. And this is what Doug Thornton talked about many times, going back as long as 4 years ago. He said, Dave, sleeper cells here are going to take down the grid. Not going to be EMP in all likelihood, because China wants to take over an intact America. Oh, they're in chaos now, but that's still their ultimate goal. They don't want an EMP because it would take 10 years to restore the country. But grid down, that can be recovered fairly quickly. But it could send America into total chaos. It'd make us and our ability to project military power questionable. And it's good propaganda for the Ayatollah. We warned you. If you involve yourself with Israel in our war, the damage will be much greater than any benefit you can achieve. It's pretty close to a quote of what he just said. This is the biggest danger we have right now. There's a secondary danger with people more inclined to be able to protect themselves, and that would be U.S. assets, embassies, and military bases. And particularly vulnerable would be diplomatic personnel. I like what Trump has done. He has extended the olive branch today, and he said, this war is against your nuclear program. We're not looking to change leaders, but you're going to come to the table and you're going to negotiate, or things are going to get far, far worse. That show, if you want to go watch it, because I think it's a great illustration of what we could be facing in the modern time, is called The Americans. And like I said, I think it's on Netflix. It's really worth the watch. And really, it was probably one of the best shows of its type, if not the best I've ever seen. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Check out our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv, our hip series, Hiding in Plain Sight, Hidden History. We look at archaeology, congressional UFO hearings. What are we learning from those? We've looked at the pyramids, the origins. I mean, we've done a lot. Powers of the mind, brain research. We even do some things on health and fitness. People love it. And it goes with our geopolitics and our interviews. The Common Sense Show. TV. Sign up today. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Make sure you sign up for our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Look for the hip series. Pretty cool stuff. What is that you say? Oh, ancient mysteries, mysteries of the mind, repressed history, hidden technology. Say, well, that kind of sounds like coast to coast under our belt. About a 30% overlap. It's a lot of fun. Check it out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Hey, we're brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen from BioTrust, and they research everything. This works. Collagen replacement is not very reliable. This is. In fact, they give a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, why is collagen important? Because it's the elixir of youth. So our joints, muscles aren't elastic, wrinkles, fine lines, hair falling out, joint stiffness. Replace it with collagen, which you've lost over half by the time you're middle age, it all comes back. But not very many of them work. This does. Scientifically proven, five types of collagen blended into one, and it brings back your levels of collagen. And as I said, they guarantee the results with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And to get you jump-started, 51% off. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. All right, let's take a look at the Federal Reserve that needs to be abolished. I've had it with Jerome Powell. He's a closet communist. He's a member of the Democratic Party, and he's fulfilling their agenda. He is deliberately sabotaging Trump's recovery program. Oh, what's he doing? He's keeping interest rates at the same level, even though inflation has gone down by 1.5% under Trump. He's just getting started. When energy production ramps up, Katie bar the door, inflation's going to go bottom out. But not according to him. He goes, oh, there's the tariff thing. The tariff thing is going to be inflationary. Well, the tariff thing's been on the table for a while. And it's a leverage tool, and it's working. And under the tariff thing, Jerome Powell, inflation, as I mentioned, has dropped by 1.5%. This is sabotage. Hey, when Obama did tariffs, the Fed didn't do this. When Clinton did tariffs, the Fed didn't do this. Just Donald Trump, they want to sabotage the presidency and attempt to try to regain power. And the Fed is part of it. Now let's go back into history for a second, because my desire to abolish the Fed is constitutional and historically accurate. The Constitution clearly says Congress shall have the power to coin money. Shall. Not maybe. Not give it away to the Fed in a phony baloney vote in 1913. With those creatures from Jekyll Island. If you know your history, you know what I'm talking about. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. And you want a reason to get rid of them? Let's go back in history. In 1812, you got a dollar worth a dollar. Go forward to 1913 before the Jekyll Island creatures took over our banking. A dollar was still worth a dollar, held its value. Now, we went gold standard most of that time. We tried silver in the 90s. It was a disaster. We had a depression, got out of it. But the dollar held its value over a century. Now, from 1913 to 2025, the dollar in 1913 is now worth about 2 3/4 cents. You heard me. Who is making money on that 97 cents on the dollar? The Fed. Usury fees, fractional reserve banking, all this nonsense they get to do. They need to be abolished. And do you wonder why they never teach our kids financial literacy? You ever wondered that? They want stoops, first of all, to pile up credit so the endless supply of money paid with interest never pay off the balance. But the real reason they don't teach it is they don't want you to see the nonsense they're up to. It's simple. It's simple. If people understood how this money system worked, they'd be chasing the bankers down the street and handing them a pink slip when they caught up to them. Thought I was going to say something inappropriate, didn't you? No, I don't do that. I'm a Christian. I believe in nonviolence, except in self-defense. But with the Federal Reserve, jail time's appropriate. Let me give you an example of one thing they do. They do this, they allow the banks to do this. You put a dollar in a Federal Reserve bank with a Federal Reserve note. They've granted themselves the self-permission to loan out $9 for every dollar. I'm not okay with that. That causes inflation. Inflation is a permanent fixture in our economy because of usury fees that the Fed charges to print the money. And it's actually the Secret Service that prints the money, but they don't get billed. They don't bill. Nope. And the other way is fractional reserve banking. Can you believe this? And they try to eliminate all financial competition, gold, silver, crypto. It's time the Fed went away. Do you not agree? I think we make it a campaign issue in the 2026 midterm elections. Tell me what you think in the comment section, and are you willing to share this with other Americans? You're getting ripped off, people. They create the inflation. I'll give you the example. You have $100,000 in the bank today. In 2031, at present rates, it'll be worth 50,000. Where does the inflation go? All the extra money that they get the government to print because they're not on any standard like a gold standard and the fractional reserve banking. It's time to say no. This is financial crookedness. It's game playing. And listen, for 1913, it was pretty darn smart, but it was wholly unconstitutional. Congress is not permitted to give away a congressional power to a private entity. Do you know the Fed's private? See, this is another thing. I want to hit this before I go. I was teaching a class one time in my young high school career in economics, and I said the Fed was not part of the government. I said it's a quasi-federal agency. Oh, some parent went nuts. And I said, show me the charter. I got an apology. They are private and they operate with federal mandates. These private group of bankers that are profiting off this system at your expense are sabotaging the Trump agenda. Leading the way is Jerome Powell. And who was before her? Do you remember the Treasury Secretary? Little lady. Right, bowl haircut, nothing wrong with that. But do you remember Janet Yellen? Do you remember her? She was the head of the Fed before Powell. And what did she want to do when she was Treasury Secretary to Biden? She wanted to tax income, unrealized income. So you buy a house for $200,000. You're in a hot market. 10 years later, it's worth $300,000. That doesn't benefit you. People, oh, good, our house is worth more. And that's bad because as property values goes up, what else goes up? Oh, yeah, that would be property taxes. She wanted to tax at a 40% rate that 100,000 as if that's somehow income that's benefiting you. She was former chairperson of the Fed. Isn't it time we got rid of them? Isn't it time we go back to the Constitution? Congress shall coin money. End of story. Oh, no, it's not. I have one more thing. Sound like a late night info commercial here, but it's true. One more thing. How do you get to be the head of the Fed? President does not appoint you directly. The Fed gives the president five names, and he's only allowed to choose from that list of five names. But wait a minute, he's the president. He can appoint, right? Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Treasury, Homeland Security Secretary. He can do all that, but he can't go out and find his own head of the Fed. By what law, by what constitutional precept? Can the Fed dictate to a president what his choices are for the head of the Fed? But it happens. Trump should fire him immediately and exercise his constitutional power to appoint the Fed. They'll go, well, they're not in the Constitution. Exactly. Supreme Court case. Get rid of them. We need to start making noise. Please share this far and wide. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.